Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamanos.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long, so good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Double Frame Up. Although Buck Moffat was not above killing anyone who got in his way, the frame up was his chief weapon. Oddly enough, he looked like an honest man and talked sincerely and convincingly. In the 1870s, after drifting from place to place, Buck settled in Livingston, Montana, where the Yellowstone River makes a great bend eastward, and where, over a period of 10 years, he became a prosperous and respected merchant. Then suddenly his future prospects darkened. As our story opens, Buck and a tall, cadaverous, solemn man known as the Parson are on a thinly wooded hilltop west of Livingston. Buck is looking westward through powerful field glasses.
You see anything of him, Buck?
Oh, blast it, I don't. But according to that telegram the sheriff got, Joe left the prison at noon.
With a full pardon from the governor, huh?
That's right, Parson. And according to my figuring, he ought to come in sight any minute.
You sure are a good one, Buck. You got Joe, our man, convicted on a murder frame-up 10 years ago.
I wanted his store. He was doing a mighty good business.
And you got it with them fake poker IOUs. Now you're planning to get Joe sent back to prison on another murder frame-up.
I gotta take care of him somehow. If he should find out how I framed him and about those IOUs, he'd dry-gulch me and kill me. Hey, but maybe we won't frame him back to prison.
What do you mean?
Remember, now the sheriff's down with rheumatism, he made me acting sheriff. With the right to shoot down any prisoner that tries to escape.
Oh, and you figure Joe'll be your prisoner, huh?
Maybe so. We'll see which way the cards fall. Parson, take a look into the judge's ranch yard. See if he's still out there.
Yeah, he's there, leaning against the corral fence and smoking his pipe.
I reckon everybody remembers Joe had hard words with Judge Mason right after the judge sentenced him.
Sure they do.
So after you discover the judge's dead body and report it to me, Parson, everybody'll think Joe our man killed him.
Hey, there's a rider, Buck, off there to the west.
I'll take a look with these glasses. That's him. That's Joe. And he's alone, so he can't provide an alibi.
You gonna get the judge now?
Yeah, come on. His 54 caliber will do the job nice and quick.
You know, I sure don't know why you keep using that old Joslin carbine, Buck.
Because it still shoots straight and hard, and it's handy to carry on horseback. Besides, it was my father's. Hey there, boy.
Come on, boy.
Now, don't forget, Parson, you hang around here for a while before you come to the store with the news. Nobody will wonder about you discovering the body, because you sometimes work for the judge's handyman.
I ain't worrying. Be careful, Buck, or the judge will see us coming.
Well, no need to ride into the ranch yard. Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa there.
Ooh.
This distance is about right for this gun.
Make it good now. Reckon that finished him.
I never miss, Parson. Now, if the rest of the plan goes as smooth, I'll have that store for good.
Ah!
this is the kind of day Pancho likes, Cisco. And Pancho back riding with you, Cisco, and there's no wind, there's no clouds, it's nice and warm, no? It's better than him and see you, Pancho thinks.
See, Pancho, the day is perfect.
And Pancho hopes Senor Joe Armin will find the day perfect, too.
He should, on his first day out of prison, amigo.
Yeah, poor Senor Joe. We never think when we see him at work in his father's store down in Arizona, he have all these troubles.
No man can see into the future, amigo.
10 years is a long time, Cisco. That even longer than the time Pancho spent on MSU when Pancho's sick, no?
Si, Pancho. Much longer.
Much longer.
You know, Pancho, what? I am not convinced that Joe was guilty. We'll ride first to his store in Livingston and find out if he is there, or if not, where we can find him.
He not own that store now?
I have no idea, Chico. It may be that his wife, the senora, ran the store for him while he was away.
Riding a big horse, Cisco. Riding to the town, too.
From a slightly different direction.
He look us over, all right.
Well, now he has stopped his horse. He's coming back. Hold there. Ho!
Look, slow down, slow.
Oh, there. Oh, boy. Who are you two hombres?
I am called the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenas tardes, señor. Pancho just gets back from MSU where Pancho have the measles and the mumps and the chicken spots.
You've been in these parts before, ain't you?
Si, some years ago.
Oh, quite a few years ago.
I seem to remember seeing you. What's your business?
Our business, señor, is our own concern.
You got on the sheriff's star, Cisco.
I see it, Pancho. Our business is still our own concern.
Well, I reckon we won't have any trouble about that, stranger. What I want to say is we got an ex-convict coming into town today. So if you two are going to be around for a while, and if you see him doing anything suspicious, I wish you'd let me know.
What is his name?
Joe Armand. Most of any of the older people in town can point him out to you. He's a mighty bad hombre.
Nah, you listen to Pancho, senor. We not think Joe Armand...
Quieto, Pancho.
He not a bad man.
We'll bear in mind what you say, senor sheriff.
Good. Well, I'll be getting on into town. Enough there, boy. Come on.
Hey, Joe Armand not a bad hombre, Cisco.
Pancho, it is not always wise to tell all you know.
Mm.
If that sheriff knew we had come here to see Joe Armand, he would be against us at once.
The sheriff right back here to look us over?
Si.
He got a good outfit, but that old rifle in the scabbard. Pancho never see a rifle like that one before, Cisco.
It was a Jocelyn carbine, amigo.
Oh.
54 caliber. Made about 20 years ago in 1855. But I am more interested in the man than in the carbine. Up, diablo, kya!
Go now!
I'll tell you one thing, boys. Just as sure as I'm standing here in my own store, it was a mistake to pardon Joe Armand. He'll make trouble when he gets back here. You wait and see. And I ain't going to stand for one single bit of nonsense from Armand either. Here, Billy, take my gun belt out back into the room, will you? Now, wait a minute.
Well, ho!
I changed my mind. I'll keep the guns on for a time being. I ain't quite sure about these two hombres.
What are you doing behind the counter, senor? Pancho thinks you're the sheriff.
I'm the acting sheriff. Regular sheriff's laid up with the rheumatiz. What can I do for you?
Do you also own this store?
I sure do.
It's nice to be acting sheriff and own the store, too, no? Anybody not buying the store, you arrest them, huh?
Now, I never thought of that.
That hombre just been doing some hard riding, Cisco.
From the looks of his horse, he has.
Hey, Buck, the old judge has been shot and killed.
What's that? Shot and killed?
That's right. I was clearing some brush for him in the field out back of his corral, and I heard a shot and hustled in just in time to see an hombre ride away. And I swear that hombre was Joe Armand.
Well, that don't surprise me a mite, Parson.
Yeah?
Billy, you take over again and do the clerking. The parson and I are going to ride out to the judge's place.
Mi compañero and I will go with you, Señor Sheriff.
There ain't any need of that.
I think there is, Señor. For I do not believe Joe Armand was the killer. Whenever you are ready, we will go.
He's dead, all right, from a gunshot wound. I'll get the body to the town, Parson, and we'll go out after the killer.
Un momento, senor. This hombre said he saw a man ride away. From exactly where did he ride away?
Look, you, this ain't any concern of yours.
It is very much a concern of mine. Show me the place.
Well, course, I can't tell exactly where he was.
Then you cannot truthfully say that you saw a rider here at the time of the shooting.
Mister, I heard you say you didn't believe Joe Armand was the killer. For all I know, maybe you're a friend of his. But don't get in my way, understand? Or you'll find yourself in hot water. Come on, Parson, let's get back to town.
Let us walk over to the corral gate, Poncho.
Get the body up onto your horse, Parson. That's it.
Look like they put up job to Poncho, Cisco.
That is what we are going to find out.
Yeah.
If we can find the bullet that killed the judge, it may have gone into the corral fence at it. Yeah, what is this?
Look back.
I think it went into these posts, Poncho.
Mm-hmm.
There is a gunsmith in the town.
Si.
I will dig the bullet out and take it to him to be analyzed.
Poncho, I see Jocelyn Carbine in the sheriff's saddle scabbard.
Well, that could mean anything or nothing, Chico. Let us get busy.
It's wonderful to have you home, Joe.
Sure is wonderful to be home, honey.
I don't know how I've got along without you. I just barely managed.
You had the store, Ruby. That should have done well for you.
No, I didn't have the store. I didn't let you know while you was in prison. I knew it'd add to all your worries.
Wait a minute. Why didn't you have the store?
After they took you away, Buck Moffat brought me a lot of IOUs. Poker debts, he said you owed.
Why, that lying sneak.
Looked just like your signature, Joe. So the law upheld him, and I had to turn the store over to him. Oh, honey, you ain't gonna gamble anymore, are you?
No, never. Well, I reckon we've been framed all around, Ruby. That coyote was sitting in the game at the cafe that night I caught Sam McLath cheating.
And you lost your head and threatened McLath.
Reckon I did say a few things I didn't exactly mean. But I got no doubt Moffat clipped the button off my coat while it was hanging up and killed and robbed McLath while I was walking home alone later and left that button in McLath's cabin.
Oh, boy.
It's Moffat now. And the parson. The buzzards.
Joe, be careful, please. Buck Moffat's acting sheriff.
So, you're back home, Joe, huh?
You double-crossing snake in the grass.
That'll be enough of that. I'm taking you in, Joe, for the murder of old Judge Mason.
Oh, no.
Judge Mason murdered? I don't know anything about it.
Oh, we'll mighty soon find out.
Another frame-up, huh? You weasel Moffat, so help
Joe,
me.
Joe, you can't fight him. He's the law. Go in with him and answer their questions. They can't hold you.
All right, honey. Can I go get my coat, Moffat? I'll come back.
See that you do.
I'll go in with you, Joe.
Oh, so far so good, Parson. But remember, on the way in, we make him try to escape, and we gun him down.
Hombre say that Sheriff and Parson right out of the same you Jews.
See, some distance out of town. We'd better ride faster, Pancho. Up there, the cow.
Go. Look, Cisco ahead by the water hole. Three hombres. They stop for water.
That is the sheriff and the parson and Senor Joe.
And the sheriff draws the gun, Cisco. And now he make the motion to the Senor Joe.
Madre mia, I know that trick, Pancho. The sheriff is ordering Senor Joe to run on foot. Then he and the parson will shoot down Senor Joe.
And say try to escape, so they gotta kill him.
Up, yellow hand, yeah.
Go. Pancho think we not be in time, Cisco.
We must be in time. You buzzard of a sheriff, put down that gun. Put down that gun!
And so our friends ride to save the life of ex-convict Joe Armand. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy, and be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new butternut wheat bread. The finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth. Turns to a crisp golden brown. Tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
Now back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Double Frame Up. The day Joe Armand left prison with a full pardon, storekeeper and acting sheriff Buck Moffat again made his plans to frame Joe into prison, this time by murdering the old judge who had originally sentenced the young man and charging the murder to Joe. Suspecting the plot, the Cisco Kid and his partner Pancho rode full gallop out toward Joe's home. Looking ahead, they saw that Moffat and the parson had stopped by a waterhole and with drawn guns were motioning to Joe to run. Instantly, Cisco recognized the trick to shoot down an escaping prisoner. Now...
They hear the shot, Cisco, and they look this way.
Duck your head, Pancho. Moffat is going to fire at us. I will have to take a shot at that gun in his hand, and I hope I hit it.
You hit it, Cisco. The gun dropped to the ground.
Well, hold. You, Parson, drop that gun.
I reckon I will, mister, after seeing shooting like that.
I reckon you're very wise, hombre.
You all right, Senor Joe?
Yeah, I sure wouldn't have been in another minute. This blasted coyote of a buck moth. Hey... It's Cisco.
In Pancho too, Senor Joe. Look out, Cisco. You got the blackjack.
You sidewinder. I'll show you. Santo!
You hit Cisco. Pancho showed you.
Get a rope on the big one, Parsons. I'll tend to this fat one.
I got him, Buck.
You're not got me, hombre. You're not got me. You got me.
Yeah, I reckon this is no place for me. Get out.
Hey, Buck. Buck, the prisoner's getting away.
Let him go. We'll pick him up later. Right now, I want to get these two into the jail.
Yeah, they know too much, Buck.
Don't worry, Parson. Their case won't ever come to court.
Santos. Pancho glad to be back from Hermosillo. But Pancho think even Hermosillo better than this jail. Pancho like to get out.
So would I like to get out. No doubt Buck Moffat and that parson hombre are looking for Joe Armand. If they find him, they will kill him.
Me? What are you two yapping about in there?
Maybe you'll try to guess, no?
Yeah, that gives me an idea, Pancho. If you get the chance, grab that guard's gun.
Put the guard out there in the office and...
Shh, Quito. Senor Guard!
What do you want?
When we came in here, I noticed a checkerboard out there in the office. Mi compañero and I would like to borrow it.
Well, I don't know.
The time passes slowly in here. That is a smart thing to ask.
Buck didn't say, but I reckon it'll be all right.
Now get ready, Pancho.
Pancho ready, Cisco.
Gracias, Senor Guard. And because you are kind, I hate to do this, but I must. Get the gun, Pancho.
Pancho got it, Cisco.
Yeah, let me have it. Now, Senor Guard, back up against the cell bars. Make no noise. Get the keys from his belt, Pancho.
Yeah, Pancho, get him, Cisco.
Try the biggest one. May fit the lock.
Uh-huh. It fits.
Into the cell there, Senor Guard.
Yeah, you got you.
Come on, Pancho.
Where we go now?
After we get our guns in the office, I want you to go to that gunsmith shop. See if he has identified that bullet. Then come to the room back of the store.
Pancho don't know the room there.
Well, I noticed it. Chances are Buck Moffat lives there. I mean to search that room. Now hurry.
Seems to me, Buck, you should have done away with them two strangers the minute you got them into that cell.
No, after dark's the time for that, Parson. Then there won't be any chance of our getting caught at it.
You're the boss. What about Joe Armand? He wasn't at his old camp in the hills as you thought he'd be.
Nope, he wasn't. He fooled me. Chances are he went right home, figuring I'd never look for him to go there.
Well, there's the house. Yeah, there he is now, coming out of the house.
And running for the stable. Get up, boy! Come on!
Yeah.
Cut him off in the stable, Parson. His horse would be saddled and waiting in there.
Get up, you bastard caves.
Get up there, boy. Come on, come on. Start shooting.
Yeah, that turned him, Buck.
He's going for that chicken up. Hey, he's armed. We'd better stop here. Whoa, boy, whoa. Hey, get down, Parson. Them shots were close.
Yeah, reckon we got him pinned down now. Hey, it's his wife, Buck.
Can't you let Joe alone, Buck Moffat? You know he didn't kill the judge.
Keep out of our line of fire, ma'am. You might get hit.
You murderer. I'm going to town. I'll tell the real sheriff about this. He'll send somebody out.
Yeah, she's running into the barn, Buck. Maybe after Joe's horse.
Yep.
Here, I could stop her with a bullet.
Go ahead, partner.
Ah, missed, blasted.
Let her go. Sheriff can't do anything. Just let's make sure we get Joe Armand.
Hid the old carbine under his mattress.
Cisco! Cisco!
Si, Pancho, come in this door. Did you see the gunsmith?
Si, Cisco. He hid the bullet. The gunsmith say the 54 caliber. He say that the only 54 caliber he see around here for a long time.
That means it must have been fired from this carbine, as I thought. Ah, let us go. We'll go out to Senor Joe's and... Hey, wait.
What?
That looks like Senora Armand crossing the street.
Pancho, think it is, Cisco. See, and now she see us, and now she run this way.
Well, senora.
Oh, Cisco, Pancho.
Benestade, senora.
Moffat and Parson are out of the place. I was just on my way to the sheriff's. They're going to kill Joe, sure.
Not if we can help it, they are not. Come on, Pancho.
Excuse me, senora. We're right ahead.
Up the yellow. Come on.
Go, loco, go, go, go.
Ain't fired back at us for some time, Buck. I reckon he's out of ammunition.
Wouldn't wonder. Hey, you! Armand!
What do you want?
Give yourself up now, and I'll guarantee you safe conduct to jail and a fair trial.
Nothing doing.
Suit yourself. But I ain't gonna make that offer again. Either take it now or get plumb filled with lead.
Let's give him a couple of shots now, Buck.
Let him go. Well... How about it, Armand?
Give me your word of safe conduct.
Sure. You got it.
Yeah. Reckon I got no choice. I'll come out.
Now we got him dead to rights.
Remember now. You promised.
Get them hands up higher.
Yeah, that's right. I promised. But I don't reckon a promise to a squirt like you means anything.
You're going to gun me down.
Don't move, Armand. Wouldn't be wise to leave you to go to trial again. You might be acquitted this time.
You killed Sam McLeod.
Sure I did. Won't do any harm to tell you that. You ain't gonna live long enough to pass it on to anybody.
You dirty rattler, Moffat.
Hey, Buck. Buck, look. By thunder, it's them two we took to jail.
I'll take that gun, Moffat.
I'm getting out of here.
Get your hands off that gun, Armand. Maybe this'll teach you.
Pancho, wait for the parson.
Yes, you go. Try the rope, the hombre.
Now for you, Moffat. Into him, Diablo.
Look out!
Stand up on your feet, bandito. I have a score to settle with you.
Now, Cisco, wait. I got the score to settle with this coyote. Let me at him.
Easy, squirt.
There's nothing not after you frame me to spend 10 years of my life in prison and cheat my wife out of the store.
Oh, cut it off! Cut it off!
Do not take him all to pieces, Senor Joe. Leave enough of him to get to jail.
Cisco, Cisco, Pancho and I can hold his paws and bandito much longer.
I will help you, Pancho.
Keep away, Cisco. I'll beat you to a pulp.
You may try bandito, but I do not think you will have any luck.
Wait a Cisco. Now Pancho and I have no trouble to get the rope on this hombre.
I quit, Armand. I quit.
That is enough, Senor Joe. It's time now to let the real law take over. And you may be sure the law will.
More of the cake, Pancho?
Pancho likes to say si, senora, but... Pancho, eat any more. It look like the balloon.
How about you, Cisco?
Oh, gracias, no, senora. I've had more than enough. Oh, that was one of the best meals I ever ate. But tell me, Senor Joe, do you not have to get back to the store for the afternoon trade?
No, sir, I don't, Cisco. Not today.
Joe closed the store in honor of you and Pancho being with us, Cisco. He'd never have had it back if it hadn't been for you two.
I wouldn't even have been alive if it hadn't have been for them.
No. Talk like that will spoil us.
Yeah, we bad enough anyway.
You can't stop us, Cisco. We both think you're wonderful. And to prove it, here's a hug and a kiss for you.
Well, gracias, senora.
And a hug and a kiss for you, Pancho.
No, senora. Pancho, Pancho like that, senor. Pancho like that even better than cake. And now Pancho really glad he's not back in Hermosillo. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Those two bandidos go to the prison for life, Cisco.
Si, and before he went, that buck Moffat hombre had to turn over to Senor Joe all the money he made from the store.
Because he cheated Senor out of the store.
Si.
And then what Pancho like to hear? Pancho glad we come up to Montana.
Si, amigo. But I am also glad we are going back south.
Why?
Because it gets cold in Montana.
Well, how cold it gets, Cisco?
Oh, way below zero. Huh? In fact, it gets so cold that all water freezes.
Tell Pancho that again, huh?
I say it gets so cold that all water freezes.
Pancho, not think so, Cisco.
You do not think so?
Not think so.
Well, then tell me, amigo. Do you know of any water that does not freeze?
Yes, Cisco.
What kind of water is it?
Boiling water.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Diablo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper. An actual, true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt when you buy butternut. You can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white checked gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.